When you think of Virginia, gospel music may not be the first thing that pops into your mind, but as the director of the Virginia Folklife Program, John Lohman, will tell you, the Commonwealth's history in gospel is rich.
You know, gospel music is extremely strong in Virginia and has been for a very long time. A very wide range of gospel musics from those in the Appalachian Mountains, all types of sacred music, and then particularly very, very strong in African-American gospel.
For the past month, that gospel has been featured on a massive platform as the Google Cultural Institute rolled out its Black History Month exhibit. Over the past two decades, the Virginia Folklife Program has worked with a range of gospel musicians and, in that time, amassed a compilation of material, everything from video to photos to, of course, audio.
This is a mean old world to live in all by yourself. This is a mean old
When the opportunity came to work with the Google Cultural Institute, it really was kind of a perfect fit because it allowed for a very large audience to get to sample some of these materials.
The Eastern Virginia Gospel Exhibit gives listeners an inside look into the histories of three major acts.
We kind of did this through the lens of looking at particular individuals, particular groups, and then use that to tell us a larger story of different styles of music.
The Paschal Brothers out of Chesapeake are part of a long tradition known as Tidewater Quartets, representing a very distinct style native to the area.
They called them quartets, but often there were six, seven, eight guys in a group, usually men, who sang a cappella, spirituals, but in a very sort of syncopated way. There was a time when there were thousands of these groups in the Tidewater area particularly. Some of them went on to be world famous, the Golden Gate Quartet, for example. They started to really wane. There's very few of these groups now.
The exhibit next switches gears to the late Maggie Ingram, who passed away last summer at the age of 84. With a career spanning more than 50 years, Ingram was known as the Gospel Queen of Richmond.
To the daughter!
Amazing singer and amazing composer of gospel music, and just also a real humanitarian, philanthropist, just major person in that community.
Lastly, listeners are introduced to Charlie McClendon of Norfolk.
You can get to heaven in a rocking chair. No, you can't get to heaven.
The exhibit tells the fascinating story of the man who actually began his career as a local R&B singer.
It's quite a story about that whole scene at that time, the creation of what they called the Norfolk Sound, kind of the beginnings of what we think of now as rhythm and blues, but at the time they called it rock and roll. And he actually had an experience, which you will see if you look at the exhibit, that turned him to gospel from the R&B, where he will only sing gospel music now.
Lohman says the online exhibit is an invaluable way to share Virginia's immense history of gospel music.
To see our exhibits, our materials sitting next to, you know, the British Museum and the Smithsonian. You know, we're reaching an age, a very fascinating age right now, where it's kind of the Wild West with this digital age. And it's, in many ways, it's leveling a playing field so that you can, with a very small operation, if you make the right kind of partnerships, reach a very large audience. And that's what we hope to do.
Tomorrow.
I just live from day.
For WMRA News, I'm Safia Magpie.